الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام ولا من لا نبي بعده. وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله والنفس ما قدمت لغد. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن ولا ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed insan, human beings, with the faculty, ability and strength to contemplate, to make plan and to draft out a future and tomorrow. No other creation has been created with the ability to make plans for tomorrow, or think about a tomorrow, or even crossing the imagination of this creations about tomorrow. There's no other creation. Insan is the only creation that Allah has put this faculty and strength to plan for a future, to make arrangements for tomorrow, whether the tomorrow is tomorrow like Saturday, or whether the tomorrow is tomorrow when I qualify, whether the tomorrow is tomorrow when I get married, whether the tomorrow is tomorrow when I retire. Only insan has been bestowed out with this opportunity of a tomorrow and a future. No other creation has been given this opportunity, or you say strength, in the mind and the life cycle for tomorrow. An ant is gathering the harvest, or you say is gathering the produce, not for tomorrow. It is because the routine and cycle that Allah has set out an ant, therefore the ant is gathering all the produce and following its cycle that Allah has set out for it. Similarly, a bee going to the flower, sucking the nectar, and then depositing into the comb. This is a cycle that Allah has created in the being. It's not for tomorrow and a rainy day. It is only insan that Allah has bestowed this opportunity of thinking and making arrangement and contemplating and worrying about tomorrow. Allah, because He gave this ability to insan, then Allah says that I got a tomorrow also. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْزُمْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. Our tomorrow, as far as we think, we will think of the life in this world. Allah takes it beyond that. And He says the tomorrow that Allah is talking about, it starts with mort. It starts with mort and death. And it moves on to the life of the grave, and the life of Hashar, and the life in the year after, Jannat or Jahannam. Allah is saying that every person should use this faculty and ability that I have instilled in son to ponder about this tomorrow. Regarding my tomorrow and your tomorrow, Allah sums it up, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Whether the tomorrow takes us to very beautiful tourist destinations, awards us with fast cars and palatial homes, branded clothing, and all that you think and dream of, Allah says, مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. It is a deceptive pleasure and deceptive tomorrow. And my Nabi regarding tomorrow is saying, وَكَمْ مِنْ مُسْتَقْبِلِ يَوْمٍ لَا يُدْرِكُهُ. How many a person who wakes up in the morning and he made plan for the day, but the sunset of the day buried him in his grave. Before the sunset came, the sunset of his life shoved him and placed him in his grave. And how many a person who slept the night and he made plan for the morning, before the sun rose, his janazah was made. My Nabi said this is the tomorrow of insan. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has governed insan from Adam alayhi salam to this day, and from this day right to the day before judgment. One rule for everyone's tomorrow. Whether time changes, lifestyle changes, government changes, technology advances, or to technology resides itself, there is one measure and one rule that governs entire insaniyat and human beings, and that is that person who has pleased is Allah, he is successful, and that person who Allah is displeased with, he is a failure and is unsuccessful. No protest, no rally, no government, no king, no time, and its advancement in any field can change this law and this principle that governs insan. And this is such that Allah says, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. Allah's speech is complete and perfect, and it's just and fair. لا مبدل لكلماتي Mati, there is no one to change the system and principle of Allah. لا تبديل لكلماتي. Allah also will not review it and change it. It's going to remain the same. Muharram comes and announces to us that people their lives were taken and other people spared their dunya. To the spectators, it would have looked like this, that Yazid is sitting on a throne, enjoying leadership and rule of 3 continents. While Hussein, his head is on a spear and his body is lying on the floor. And this is announcing to us that Hussein's tomorrow is successful, while Yazid, he cushioned himself with the blood of the Ahl Bayt and all the oppression they had done. His cushion became high, his throne became soft. But his tomorrow he ruined. So we also, halal is halal, and halal, there is no question, no one can ask you anything. But then, when you shed the blood of others, and you drench the people in their sweat, and you made your cushion high, and you drove those cars, and you lived in that homes, and you traveled to those destinations, while the people around you cried, and they sucked the sand. It's same like Yazid. There's a tomorrow coming for this hisab, for this accountability. That Allah is saying, the real life. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The real life is the life of tomorrow. The real life is the life tomorrow. Remember that these people, Muharram, we already passed Muharram, and maybe in the masjid they had a talk on it. Ashura, Firaun was defeated. Musa alayhi salam was triumphant. Haq came to the fore, batil went down. We all know that. Also in history, this incident took place. The incident where the grandson of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his life was taken on the 10th of Muharram, 62 years after Hijri. There can be no soul more precious than the souls of the Ahl Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah is saying, Allah اللهم صل اللهم صل اللهم صل اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد This durood is red. Durood is red. Durood is red. Durood is red. O Allah, salutations upon Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. It could have read in Arabic, if you know, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Join like that. One durood, or one salutation. But you show the ummah that Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, and upon the family of Muhammad, there is a separate deed to send salutations upon the family of Muhammad. It's a separate deed. And this, no person can complete his salah without reciting Durood Ibrahim. In the three mazhabs, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, to recite Durood is a rukn, is a fard. While Imam Abu Hanifa says sunnat mu'akkad. So no person around the world, jihad, tabligh, zikr, anywhere, is going to say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, upon the family of Muhammad. This is that household that Allah elevated the Nabi of that household. Inna Allah ikhtara al-khalq واختار بني آدم ثم اختار بني آدم واختار العرب ثم اختار العرب واختار مدر ثم اختار مدر واختار بني حق واختار قريش ثم اختار قريش واختار بني هاشم ثم اختارني فأنا الخيار. Allah scanned the creation. He chose human beings. He scanned human beings. Then he chose the Arabs. Then he scanned the Arabs, then he chose the mother tribe. Then he scanned the mother tribe, then he chose the Quraysh. Then he scanned the Quraysh, then he chose the children of Hashim. Then he scanned the children of Hashim, and he chose me. He chose Janabe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Kullu nasabin wa sababin munqati'un yawm al-qiyamah illa nasabi wa sababi. Every lineage, family tie will be broken on the day of judgment except my family. Sabulluha bi balaliha. I will water the ties of my family. They will benefit from me. Therefore, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he asked Ali for his daughter. He says, Ali, marry me your daughter so I also on the day of judgment, I can become from the Ahl Bayt. And I can get this virtue. So Ali radiallahu anhu got his daughter married, not from Fatima, from another wife, Kulsum. He married it to Ali, married to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. This is that family, his wives, brothers. When you and I die, our nikah terminates. My Nabi passed away, his nikah with his wives remain. And it continues. Therefore he says that وَلَا أَن تَنْكِوَ أَزْوَاجَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ أَبَدًا. It is not permissible for anyone to marry the wives of Rasulullah SAW, because why? His nikah continues. These were the, when we say Ahlul Bayt, then many people say, family of Rasulullah SAW, who you mean? You mean the children of Hashim who became Muslim? And you mean the children of Abdul Muttalib who became Muslim? So if you count them, it's all the children of Abbas. The children of Abbas all became Muslim. The children of Aqil and Aqil ibn Abi Talib became Muslim. These are the Ahlul Bayt and the Ummahatul Mu'mineen and the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are counted as the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his wives also, Allah says that you can't change them. There's no talaq you can give on your own. I made it haram for you. We chose these wives. And you can't marry anyone more than that also. This is the choice of Allah. And they became from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A woman, she was staying in Hirat. And she was from the Sayyid family. And her husband passed away in a very young age. She had daughters. And she said, for the sake of my daughters and the poverty we're facing, let's go and stay in Samarkand. So she shifted from Herat and she traveled to Samarkand. In Samarkand she went and she asked the people, tell me who are the generous people in this town. They say two. One is the mayor, who is a Muslim, and the other is a Parsi, who is a fire worshipper. So he says, let me start with the Muslim. Go. She knocked the door. And she says, I am from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I came from Herat. I have daughters by the masjid. Could you please help me with some food and boarding and lodging? So that man says, where's your dalil? Where's your proof? You from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone can claim that. So sad in her heart, she leaves, and then she goes. The masjid, and she decides, let me go to the Parsi's house. So she knocks his door. And she says, I am from the family of the Rasul of the Muslims. I have daughters at the masjid. I came from Iraq. Could you please help me? He calls his wife. He says, go bring her daughters home. Provides food and says, sleep the night here. So in the night, the mayor is seeing a dream. This story is in Kitab al-Birr wa Silla of Ibn al-Jawzi. Ibn al-Jawzi was an imam, an authority in ilm and knowledge in the 5th century. So this is 4 centuries down the line that I am saying you the story, that what is the benefit or what is this tie and Ahl Bayt? So he sees in his dream, he sees a beautiful palace in front of the palace and house is Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam standing. And in his dream he asks that, O Rasul of Allah, for whom this palace is? So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, for the one who got Iman. So he says, I got Iman. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, where's your proof and dalil? No proof and dalil, you got Iman. He looks, and Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you ask my daughter for her proof. He gets up in a fright and he leaves his house. And he asks the people, where did this lady go? They said, Parsi's house. He knocks the Parsi's door. It's late in the night. Knocks again. And knocks, and then the Parsi comes out in his sleep and he says, how can I help you? He says, I need your guest. The Parsi says, we don't sell our hosting. He says, no, I need your guest. Please give it to me. She's a Muslim. He says, no, I don't sell it. I'll give you 300 dinars. Give me your guest. 300 dinars is 300 gold bars or 300 Kruger coins. So he says, you know what? You know, in the dream, I was also there. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when your Prophet finished with you, he turned to me. And he said to me, that you look after my daughter, so I give you in turn your maghfirat. And he recited Shahadat, and he says, I got my wife up, and she also recited Shahadat, and now we are Muslim. So I don't sell my hosting. 4 centuries down the line, this is the benefit of the Ahl Bayt. These are souls that Allah chose. Hassan and Hussein, when Fatima radiallahu anha brought Hussein, and 11 months after Hassan was born, and he said, O Nabi of Allah, this is the second child. Says, what name you kept? She says, Harb. Ali radiallahu anhu kept Harb. Says, no, this child is Hussein. The first one was Hassan. And then he says that Allah has stored these two names. For my grandchildren, And Allah did not allow any ummati or any person to think of these things also. Think of these names, Hassan and Hussein. In 1800, Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi was fighting a war with the Sikhs. And the Sikhs managed to defeat the Muslims, and Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh became Shaheed. So he was Sayyid from the family of Rasulullah Sassam. The leader of the army was Sher Singh. So Sher Singh went home and said to his father, Jirjal Singh, that today we have become triumphant. I killed Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh. So his father says that what you've done better. What you did, son, you killed a Sayyid. This is the end of the Sikh rule. Non-Muslim saying this. Today to talk about the Ahle Bayt, we are on the back foot. You know why? We associated with other people and didn't understand that Hubbu Ahle Bayt Aslul Iman. To love the Ahle Bayt is the origin of Iman. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, teach your children, Allimu Auladakum. حبي وحب القرآن وحب